the rest of that. You don't know?
They grind it.
They grind it, I know. But they take the peeling off first.
No. Take the flour out.
Take any of it off. Just grind, put it in a spoon. Just put it in a grinding machine and grind it up, and the juice falls out into a... To a big a trough, ain't that what they call it?
A barrel.
Huh?
A barrel.
Into a barrel. And they just fouled it from that, don't they? Mm-hmm. Do they put anything in it?
No, just cook it up.
Cook it. Mm-hmm. They have a fire underneath that barrel. They boil it so long. They know how long, of course, to boil it. And it thickens. And the sugar, of course, that's in that cane makes the thickness because it's ground up in there.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's all this or that, the barley. Now some, like a Caro, they'll put something extra in it because it's thicker than the regular old-time sugar cane molasses.
Is that what they call that Caro molasses?
Well, Caro is a syrup.
Is there a
Caro, there's a difference. It's thicker than molasses.
The syrup. Talking about the hay in the field, have you ever seen them bring it in from the field on a wagon? And some of them have these wooden frames that kind of extend the sides so it could carry more. Do you have any idea what they might call that? Wooden frame?
Just a wagon, ain't it?
That's not
I've never heard it called anything but a wagon.
You ever heard of a rack or something?
No, a rack is what they throw the hay up on, ain't it? It's a rack sits, you put it someplace and it sits steady and you just throw the hay up on it and let it fall where it would.
Have you ever seen a place where hay might be stored outside, maybe just four poles and have some kind of roof on it, but it would be open other than that?
I haven't seen it, but it could be, huh?
I really did. Oh, no.
I don't really know either. But I would say yes, it's possible.
What sort of animals would you find on a farm?
Oh, hogs, pigs, cows, horses, what else? That's all I mean. Goats.
Goats.
Sheep.
Yeah.
Say in bad weather, where would they keep their horses and cows inside?
They generally have a farm. In a barn. Yeah, I mean.
You ever heard people call it a cow barn or something?
Yeah.
Like it's stall.
Stalls. They have a stall. Each animal is to a stall, don't they? In Canada, when it's cold, they feed their chickens hot potatoes.
Hot potatoes?
Boiled Irish potatoes. And they have little holes in the barn. And the chickens can put their head out that hole and get those hot potatoes. And they feed them twice a day hot potatoes. And the chickens don't ever go out in the snow.
Huh.
That is out in the villages.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I've been on that myself.
I never heard of that. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Hmm. Was there ever a particular place on farms around here where the farmer milked his cows?
Oh, plenty of dairy.
Dairy.
And that's what you call the place where he milked them?
Well, he milked them in a shed, didn't he?
And milked them in the dip.
In a cow shed, or just in a shed, but he stored them in the barn, generally, in bad weather and so forth. And he fed them outside, didn't he, Fanny and Troughs?
Hmm? Fed them in there where he milk them at.
Just by the way he milks them.
They be feeding them while they milk them.
Feeding them while they milk them.